Shores, El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and it's the Phil Hendry Show every night. From 10 until 1 on the West Coast, 1 a.m. until 4 on the East Coast. We're a news talk and entertainment show where truth and funny are our dual bitches. That's going to be our new... I don't know how we're going to work that into the actual slogan of the... You know, but, you know, it's... We'll figure it out. Anyway, truth is our bitch, funny is our bitch, and welcome to the show. And, of course, we're here each and every night. Tonight on our program, we're going to continue with a discussion that was begun on Friday, and we're still a couple of days out from the first anniversary of the killing of Osama bin Laden, which was a great... It was a great day, I think, in American history, and you can remember the people, the spontaneous reaction that people had to that. You can't, you know, you can't fake that kind of emotion. It's always funny to me when I hear people chastising other people for the way that they spontaneously, emotionally react to something. How dare you laugh at that joke is a great example. Well, how can you keep yourself from laughing at something if you think it's funny, and how can you keep yourself from dancing in the streets, literally, when something has occurred that has so moved you? We're going to be talking with Bobby Dooley is back to defend her position. Larry Grover joins us from Conservatives of Kern County. He is in Culver City at his home tonight, and we're going to be talking with Larry in just a moment. A reminder that we're online at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. We have live streaming video of our show. If you tune in our video cast tonight and you look at poor old Phil here, and my left eye has... It looks like somebody punched me. Nobody punched me, although, I believe me when I tell you, I probably deserved it many times in my life. But I didn't do anything this weekend to deserve that. I just had a very stressful weekend, and I woke up Sunday morning with these blood vessels just blown up in my eye here. So if you see that, and it's gotten better over the course of the last 24, 36 hours. There's no pain. My vision's fine, but it might jar you a little bit. The first question you may ask is, who punched Phil? Nobody punched me. I can list names of people that would like to, but we'll get to that later. All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number as well, 877-876-7445. All right, we're talking about the killing of bin Laden, the anniversary of which is May the 2nd. We're talking about... You know, who gets credit? I'm one of those people who believes that both Presidents Bush and Obama should. But I also have to say, the more I learn about that night that President Obama, you know, when the decision was made and what he did leading up to that and the advice that he got and so forth, I have to tip my hat to him because he had a lot of people inside the administration that did not want him to go through with this particular kind of a raid. They wanted something different. They wanted something that was more distant, more remote, more technologic, a missile strike, this kind of a thing. He had to make a very tough call. Larry Grover with Conservatives of Kern County is joining us. Larry, I know you've been bristling a little bit at these the suggestion that President Obama get this credit, how unfair do you think it is to President Bush?
Well, look, Phil, you know, the lady that you had on your program on Friday, this woman by the name of Dooley, who was on the program, and she's the one that I think said what is terribly, terribly offensive. It is a comment that I don't think should be articulated, and yet she did, and she articulated it repeatedly, and that is that it was Barack Obama that killed Osama bin Laden, and the rest of us are just going to have to, quote, and I'm using her words, suck on it. That is a cold-hearted thing to say. It's certainly not becoming of a lady. I just don't think it is fair to throw it into the faces of people who are members of the loyal, and I will underline the word loyal, opposition in this country, a very unique country as America, because we're the only country in the world with something called the loyal opposition. As much as I think Barack Obama has been destructive to this country, to throw into my face that it was Obama that made Bin Laden suck on the end of the barrel of the United States military might, I think is very harsh. I think it's insulting.
The question is it untrue?
No, I don't think that's the question.
If it's true, you have to sort of acknowledge that, don't you?
Here's what I think is wrong with it. I think it's insulting. I think it's insulting to, look, if you want to remind me over and over and over again that it was Obama that pulled the trigger on killing Osama bin Laden, then all that does is show what, and I'm not saying you, Phil, but I'm saying if somebody wants to remind me over and over again that it was Obama that pulled the trigger on killing Osama bin Laden, then it just shows what a sadistic human being that person is. And that's what we've been treated to here over the last couple of weeks as we approach this first anniversary of the killing of this man.
Well, you're not sorry he's been killed, are you?
No, I'm not. Of course I'm not sorry he's been killed. That's not what I'm talking about. I think the sadism that has accompanied the commentary over the last couple of weeks is what I'm sorry about. And I didn't start it.
And what do you call sadism? The comment that this lady made, Mrs. Dooley.
Yeah, well, the comment the lady made last week on your show, you're just going to have to suck on it, I think is sadistic. I think it's piling on. There's an old saying in football, when you pile on or you run up the score, however you do it.
So what you're saying is that what Ms. Dooley said, that Obama made bin Laden suck on it,
No, she said that we're all going to have to suck on the fact that Obama's the guy that got bin Laden. And
when she says we're all, she's talking about people who are opponents of President Obama.
Primarily conservative Republicans.
Right, the opposition party.
The opposition party, the ideological opposite of him, whoever is opposed to this man's presidency. I think he's been very destructive for this country. I have to live with the fact that he killed bin Laden.
And why would that be a hard thing to live with?
I don't understand your question.
Why is it hard to live with the fact that it was President Obama who pulled the trigger on this operation and got Osama bin Laden?
Why is it hard to live with? It's not hard to live with. I know it, and you know it, and people know it. But when you get a guest on your program, such as this woman, Dooley, who was on the program on Saturday night, Phil, on Friday night, and delighted in using this phrase, you're all going to have to suck on it. You're all going to have to suck on it. If she used that phrase once, she used it a dozen or more times, and the reason she used it was to humiliate, obviously, I think it was a way of insulting and reminding the opposition to President Obama. He was in power, the commander-in-chief, when the Navy SEALs, in one of the most heroic operations in their great history, went in and killed this guy, didn't kill any of the women or children. I mean, it was a picture-perfect operation. And,
Let me ask you something.
Well, there's a few of us that thought, it would be Jimmy Carter revisited.
And I was just about to ask you, are you guys disappointed that that Obama got bin Laden because the last time a Democrat...
I'm not disappointed he got bin Laden, okay? And I'm not disappointed bin Laden got it.
You're not disappointed that bin Laden's dead.
I'm not disappointed he's dead. The sadistic reminders of Obama in this thing, over and over and over again.
Yeah, but you were almost about to say you thought it'd be Jimmy Carter all over again. You're talking about the rescue mission in 1980?
The rescue mission in 1980 had the Democrats' hands all over it and was a mess.
And that's what you were hoping for?
No, I was not hoping for it. I never thought a Democratic president would try it again. And this guy does, and then you get this Dooley, and she's saying, suck on it. That's what I find as sadistic? Boy, I'll tell you, it's a tough one to have to swallow, that's all. And mother's here, and...
This is Corrine Grover.
Yeah, Mom?
Hi, Phil.
Corrine, how are you, hon?
I'm good. I think that my feeling is there's a lot of politicizing in this. I think that Larry has gotten very... You know, Larry, you know that you're far too tied up in the fact that it was a Democrat, it was Bin Laden, that he's black.
No, it's got nothing to do with it being black, Mother. And I had told you that.
That he was black. No, you know that you're...
Let me have the phone. You know something, Phil? I thought it would be a mistake. I think it's a mistake to have her on the air.
You said because you didn't want to...
I did not say that, Mother. I did not say that.
All right, hold on. Bobby Dooley is waiting to come on to talk with you, Larry.
Well, that's what I want to talk to her.
Okay. 877-876-PHIL is the number, as Larry Grover, who is a member of Conservatives of Kern County, is on to talk with us about what he considers to be a sadistic campaign by supporters of President Obama, reminding everybody that it was he who pulled the trigger, it was he who ordered the kill on Bin Laden. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. I'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Now, a reminder that tonight we're giving away a Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie coming up following the next break. So within the next, 15 minutes or so, we will ask the first question of our Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie quiz. We'll ask five questions throughout the next 2 hours, and then we will take a specific caller who has all five questions answered correctly. We will start, in other words, with a specific caller. I know that we'd started with caller one a couple of weeks ago, Bud. We did. Okay, so we'll start with a different caller. Until we ask that first question, and there's a lot more going on tonight, we do have Larry Grover on from Conservatives of Kern County. They have been in opposition to President Obama's presidency just about every issue from the very beginning. Bobby Dooley is with us from Angels on Our Shoulders. Bobby, how are you?
Phil, I'm doing good. Thanks for having us on.
Okay, and Larry is here.
Hi, Larry.
Hey, Bobby, how are you?
I'm great.
Okay, now, Ms. Dooley, you were a supporter of President Obama's, and you were on the show on Friday, and you were using this phrase that Mr. Grover's taken grave exception to, that I think is representative of something bigger in his mind, which is, you know, the people who are opposed to President Obama, the people that don't like President Obama, they're just going to have to suck on the fact, and you use that term.
Yes.
That he got president, that he got Osama bin Laden. Is that something you would back off of?
No, I don't think I would, Phil. And the reason why I wouldn't back off of that, the opposition to President Obama has been vociferous. At times it's been mean-spirited. At times it has been, I think in a lot of ways, it's been vicious and it seems almost gratuitous. And by that I mean a lot of the people that attack President Obama really don't have any specific policy that they object to. They just don't like him, and I think we can all, you know, take a guess as to why that is. When I heard Mrs. Grover just a moment ago coming on the line talking to her son Larry, I heard her reference some negativity that you have, Mr. Grover, about our president because of his race.
And yeah, that was absolutely wrong. That never took place. My mother misheard that. What I do take exception to, as I told Phil, Bobby, is the use of this phrase, we're all going to have to suck on it. When I had heard that, I felt it was a sadistic phrase, because when I hear that, it reminds me of something that I don't you know, I don't take great pleasure in. I'm glad that bin Laden is dead. I don't take pleasure in someone pointing out to me that President Obama is a Democrat and President Obama is a liberal and President Obama is the guy that killed bin Laden. And reminding me of that by using the phrase, you're going to have to suck on it, I find it to be particularly sadistic.
Well, I don't think it's sadistic in light of the comments that have been made about President Obama.
Well, give us an idea, Bobby, what you mean. President Obama has been attacked by a lot of people.
Well, he's been called soft on war. He's soft on... He doesn't know anything about defense. And then, Mr. Grover, you know, you say that your mother... Did you say something about him being black?
No, I did not. No, I did not. And I'd be happy to get my mother back on the line right now, but I don't want to have her on right now. No, I don't want my mother on right now.
I'd like that clarified.
Well, we'll clarify it in a moment, but I did not. And I think, and that is an attempt to obfuscate this issue. The issue is that, yes, bin Laden is dead. The United States military got him. And it was Obama, who's the president, that said to do it. And that's the part of it that you just love to continue to remind everybody of. I don't mind hearing about it once.
Well, look, what seems to be the problem, Larry, if you don't mind me asking? Look, she's doing a little bit of, you know, it's Ms. Dooley is a liberal Democrat, and she's dancing in the end zone. She's, you know...
I don't think it's the right time, you know.
Please don't say it's not the right time. It's not patriotic. I think that is a smokescreen. You called it sadistic, which means what?
You are exacting, you know.
We're exacting an amount of pain or discomfort from you.
Yes.
All right. What is painful or discomforting about me saying suck on it?
What is painful or discomforting of that? Because the notion that Obama got bin Laden, meaning I've got to suck on that, puts me in a subservient, the word is punk. I'm in a punk position.
You're in a punk position.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I'd like to know that too.
You know exactly what I mean, Phil. She's making me her... This woman turns us who are opposed to Obama, those of us who are opposed to the Democrats and the liberals in control of this government, it turns us all into somebody's punk. And most likely you're trying to make us Obama's punk. Is that right or not?
I have...
Please, ma'am. I've listened to you and I've had to take your sarcasm. Is it true that you're trying to turn us all into Obama's punk?
I think you turned yourself into Obama's punk.
How did I do? Boy, that's me.
How'd they do that?
How did I do that?
By talking about how Obama was this and that. He wasn't good at this or that, and he wasn't going to be very good, you know. And he turned around and he killed bin Laden. You've made him you are bin Laden. You are Obama's punk. Okay?
You almost said bin Laden. Do you think Obama's bin Laden?
You know full well I don't, and you're not going to score any points with that old ridiculous argument about, oh, I misspoke. You are the punk of President Obama, you and all conservatives. And
well, I mean, that's a little harsh. You know, there are a lot of people who are very happy that President Obama got this guy.
Well, no, not the Republicans. They cannot stand being reminded of it. Now, I would, again, like to get your mother on the phone and talk with her about what was meant.
I'd be happy to let you talk to my mother, but you're not going to talk to her right now because I want to finish out my thought, Phil, and that is this. Again, to say that I got to suck on the fact that Obama got bin Laden is sadistic. She is right in that she's trying to turn me into some kind of a yard punk.
A yard punk?
Well, you know.
You know what I mean.
Yes, I do know what you mean.
Well, I'm, you know, my audience and I are a little bit lost with some of this stuff. Here we go again, Larry, with you feeling like you're, you know, you've been turned into somebody's slave or something.
Worse than that.
Well, I think you just have to, the phrase is suck on it.
All right.
And I want to hear from Mrs. Grover.
All right, we'll get Corrine Grover on here in another second or so. As we continue here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, just a recap of Friday night and this whole idea that now, you know, it was Obama that got bin Laden, and the conservatives are going to have to suck on it. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. On the line with me is Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. Bobby Dooley has joined us from Angels on Our Shoulders. On the one side, Ms. Dooley, a supporter of President Obama's, who made a comment on Friday's show that the Republicans and conservatives are going to have to just suck on the fact that Obama did something that they couldn't do, and Mr. Grover taking great exception to that comment. Now, before we get back into the discussion, I want to ask question number one for tonight's Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie. There's going to be five questions, and you will need to answer all five of the questions correctly and be the first person to answer all five of the questions correctly once we take the designated phone call to win the Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie. Here is the very first question. What is the name of the Los Angeles suburb that is the hometown of R.C. Collins? What is the name of the Los Angeles suburb that is the hometown of R.C. Collins? That's question number one. The name of the hometown, the Los Angeles suburb that is the hometown of R.C. Collins. Question number one here in the world-famous Phil Hendry's Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie contest. We're going to ask all the questions by the end of our second hour, and then we'll announce the winner of the hoodie. All right, Larry Grover and Bobby Dooley on the line with us. I want to talk very quickly to Corrine Grover. Corrine, dear, how are you?
I'm good.
All right. Now, your son, Larry, made a comment about Obama that had some racial overtone.
Larry said that he didn't think that never thought that a black, and he used a different term.
What term did he use?
I'm very, very reluctant.
What term did he use?
Yeah. Could be an effective commander in chief.
All right. Now, I know that I asked Larry not to listen to your phone conversation and not to have the radio on, so you can ask him to come back in.
Mother, you know, if she's lying, and she has a tendency to do that.
All right. And I get Bobby Dooley back in here, too. Ms. Dooley?
Yes.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call, and we'll continue the discussion on just exactly, you know, how sadistic it is, reminding people that, you know, Obama pulled the trigger on this. Here is Bill. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show, Bill.
Hey, guys. Hey, my point is...
Sir, how you doing? How are you?
Doing great. Thanks, man. Thanks for asking. My point is that Obama gets one piece of credit.
Mm-hmm.
He gets one piece of credit, and that is that. Would you please don't? I heard you do this the other night. It just drove me nuts. Just stop doing it.
Why don't you keep talking unless you don't have anything to say?
Obama.
If you don't have anything to say, keep making it about me.
This is Obama's
going,
credit.
All right. Whoa. Hold on. Just everybody, calm down.
Well, this man's making it about me. He hasn't even said what he wants to say.
He's trying to say what he wants to say.
Mm-hmm. Obama said, go ahead, if you get a shot, take it. That's what Obama's credit gets. Now, Bush, you could say Bush actually got him in a way because since he started the process, Obama's you can bet Obama had nothing to do with planning or executing the actual kill. Any president
would
have said...
That's about the dumbest thing I've ever heard, because no president planned... Oh, my God. This guy's real?
Well, don't call the man stupid.
Yeah,
what is your comment?
Well, first of all, no president actually plans. They will approve it. They will ask questions. But they don't approve. They don't go in and actually conduct the planning of a mission. That's a ridiculous comment to make. Secondly,
well, how did Obama
President Obama was offered the option by the military to use a missile strike, and he didn't. He went with the SEALs. So I don't think President Bush would have those guts.
President Bush wouldn't have the guts.
Why do you say President Bush and President Bush wouldn't have the guts?
He wouldn't have the guts for that, no. Go ahead and laugh.
Stop, you guys. Do not make me laugh, because I want to make my comment, and I don't want to laugh and waste everybody's time.
Well, you can laugh, but he wasn't president, was he? He wasn't president, was he? President Obama was.
Actually, President Bush started the process of everybody chasing and looking around for this guy. It takes time to find a guy like this,
mm-hmm.
hiding in the mountains
mm-hmm.
and hiding in these places.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, President Bush started the process by having the Twin Towers come down.
Oh, come on. Oh, my God.
You're talking about starting processes.
All right, well, don't give me that whole President Bush brought. Yeah.
What an idiot.
Bin Laden is what we're talking about, sweetheart. And
don't call me sweetheart. Don't call me sweetheart, gay boy.
I'll never call you sweetheart again. Obama does not get
credit. And I won't call you gay.
All right, let's grow up here.
Obama.
I don't like being called sweetheart.
Bin Laden, okay? Obama does not get credit for getting Bin Laden. He gets credit.
Of course he does.
I give him all the credit in the world for saying, hey, you got a shot? Take it. That's what Obama.
Where are you hearing this ridiculous, stupid thing? The president said to the SEALs, I want to use the SEALs. He said, I don't want to use missiles. They handed him about five different plans, and he had to decide between which plan.
Exactly.
And he made the call. He made the call. So to say that.
All right, but what the man's.
Every president would do. Every single.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
He's not some amazing guy and made some amazing decision because he said,
do you think
you've got a shot, take it. But here's the deal.
Do you think Clinton would have?
Yeah.
I'm not asking you, Phil. I'm asking this man. Do you think Clinton would have? Is the gentleman there?
Is the gentleman there? My guess is that he might.
Really? Then why did he call off the missile strike on Bin Laden in Afghanistan or whatever it's called in 98?
That was well before any major thing that was connected to Bin Laden.
Mm-hmm. I want to jump in and say something. This gentleman logical points. You've made very logical points. This lady has tried to, defray the good points you're making with stupid things like, you know, President Obama, was the guy that had to choose between the plans. Well, of course he had to choose between the plans.
He went with the SEALs instead of a missile.
Well, so he went with the SEALs. For you to say that we got to suck on the fact that a Democratic president pulled the trigger, this is is unnecessary. I beg your pardon.
That's what she said.
All right. Well, I don't want to talk about that, okay?
I think a lot of you Republicans. I think that's the thing now, really. I think a lot of Republicans are upset that a black did it.
Oh, you know something?
She pulls out so many foolish, silly things to throw the conversation off.
No, I don't think so. What are you saying? I don't think so. Why am I silly? Why is it silly to say?
You have nothing whatsoever to stand on other than he said, you got the shot, take it. That's all you got. You don't have anything else.
You got the shot. If you send a bunch of SEALs into a compound and they have rifles, what is you got the shot, take it? What is that supposed to mean? Of course they have rifles and automatic weapons.
Okay.
Well, what if you don't have the shots? If you don't have the shots, stand there and do nothing. Is that the option? You know, that's the dumbest thing.
You know what I mean by if you got the shot taken.
You,
it means
you
that
are
they
really
found the guy. And they're willing and they're ready to go.
Right, right. Yeah,
plan
kill him. If he's there, they were worried. Yeah, they were worried he wasn't.
No, I don't, you know, yeah, if you got the shot, you take the shot instead of, nobody said suck on it. That's what you're saying, lady. Obama didn't say make bin Laden suck on the barrel of a gun, did he?
I don't know, maybe he did. We'll never know, will we?
Oh, you're, you know.
You guys are, you know, you're doing all kinds of. God.
No, we're being
yes,
honest.
Yes, sir.
I am
the,
being a man of integrity.
You don't like the fact you said you did.
All right, we can talk about that later.
You know,
Bill.
It doesn't even matter. The point is that all these people who are trying to give Obama the, you know, Obama got bin Laden, it just happened to have happened on his watch. If Romney is the next president, and he got it, and he's Republican, and he got the chance.
Then the recession just happened to happen on his watch, too, huh?
Just a minute, miss.
The recession just happened on his watch? Mm-hmm.
Just a minute, miss, ma'am, or not, sweetheart. If Romney would have been the president at the time, I wouldn't have given him any more credit than I would give Obama, though I do believe Obama is an enemy of this country and an enemy of the freedom of us.
That's why he had bin Laden killed.
Romney, I wouldn't give Bush. I wouldn't give Obama.
He's an enemy of the country, and he killed bin Laden. That really means. You have said nothing but dumb stuff.
Well, that's really intelligent.
He has. He's been.
You're
amazing. You know, you really are dumb.
I mean, seriously.
Well, how could an enemy? Well, answer me this. How could an enemy of the country decide to go and kill bin Laden? Why wouldn't he keep him alive?
Because it was his turn.
Oh, you don't have an answer for that.
The people that
Oh, grow up, will you?
To go find
God.
This enemy who was
Bush set in motion.
Nation. Yes, Bush.
All right, let's take a break. Good call. Thanks very much, Bill. 877-876 Phil. Let's take a very quick break.
But man, I've heard some dumb, stupid, idiotic, dumb, retarded.
Just take it easy, will you? And I don't like the use of that term retarded, if you don't mind. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking here with Bobby and we're talking with Bobby Dooley and Larry Grover on the termination of the life of Osama bin Laden 1 year ago, May 2nd. And is President Obama getting all of this credit a humiliating thing for Republicans? We'll be back with more. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
For Live, L-I-V-E.
Listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, welcome back here. 877-876 Phil. I'm sorry, Larry, you there?
I'm right here at that mother.
Larry, it doesn't like.
You said that I said that word?
I would use PM.
I said PM, yeah.
Please. I don't know, Phil.
Larry, don't hurt her.
I'm not hurting her. She always goes, oh, Phil, to make it sound like there's elder abuse.
This is Bobby Dooley. Mr. Grover.
What?
If you hurt that old woman, there won't be a corner of this world you can run to and hide in.
I'm not hurting anyone, all right?
Thank you, dear. That's all right.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy! How unfair that is, that I've been turned now into an elder abuse guy. Okay, I have not elderly abused her.
You don't say elderly abused. That sounds like you hit me weakly with a colostomy bag or something.
What does that mean?
when you say that you elderly abused me.
All right. I think we're wasting time here.
I want to ask Mrs. Grover this question because I think this goes to the heart of the conservative, criticism, Phil, of President Obama. Did Larry or did he not use a racial epithet? I'm sorry. I beg your pardon.
Oh my God! Yeah, you're a real lady.
Larry, no, come on, you know. I apologize, but
Well, ordinarily we will stifle a belch and not do it on the phone.
I forgot that I'm so comfortable talking to you, Phil, and talking to Larry, and to you, Mrs. Grover.
Thank you.
That I just let out with a belch, and it's like I'm talking to family.
Well, in a way, that's flattering.
Okay, that's fine. So what is the point?
God. You know, Phil, you should let a lady just gather herself.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The point that I was making is that, first of all, Mr. Grover, it is alleged, used a racial epithet in reference to President Obama.
No, I did not.
Would you shut your hole until I'm finished?
Oh, boy, did you hear that?
Oh, good for you, honey. Shut the hole under your nose until I'm finished.
Yeah, really? That guy that called you honey and sweetheart, he was right. You should be treated...
Larry, shut your mouth, as she said.
Mother?
Shut your mouth at PM. Can I just jump in here?
Yeah, you know, otherwise I'm going to have to take charge here and start hanging up on people. There's too many people cutting people off. Now, go ahead. What is it? Who's talking here?
I'd like to say something. I've been the guy that's been accused of using a racial epithet that I did not use.
Did you say PM?
All right, Mrs. Grover, please.
I said PM as in post-modern. And,
that is such bull.
That is not bull crap. I said Obama is a postmodern president in the sense that he is not a classic liberal. And it makes him more difficult to defeat this fall. He is very pragmatic, I'll give him that. And in the fact that he is
I think anyone would have thought, Larry, you know, my generation, your father used PM, he said that the PM down at the bus station. He polished my shoes. He shined my shoes.
Yeah, that was father. That's not me.
Oh, boy.
Don't say, oh, boy. I didn't say that.
So you said PM meaning postmodern.
Yes.
And it just so happens it's a black president.
Oh, here we go with the just so happens.
Phil, you're dead on. I don't buy it for a minute. I'm not buying it. You can shine it up. You can put it out on the showroom floor. You can even give me a ride around the block in it. But I'm not buying it.
You're not buying... What?
I'm not buying PM meaning postmodern. Larry's father would say the PM at the bus station.
All right, we understand what Larry's father said. And
well, that's what I meant tonight. You know, Larry is a wonderful boy, but he's always said, oh, mother, oh, dear, look, look at them, they just moved in across the street. A herd of them. And I'd say, well, what? And he'd...
No, I did not. Give me the phone. Give me the phone.
Oh, God, Mr. Henry, he's hurting me.
I'm not hurting her. I'm just taking the phone.
If you hurt that old woman, you know what I said.
Yeah, I know. There's no corner to the earth that I can run. Give me the phone.
It's elder abuse.
Larry.
I'm not hurting her.
Oh. Mr. Henry, I demand that you tell him to stop.
Larry, are you hurting that woman?
No, I'm not. I'm trying to get my phone from her.
Elderly abuse. Yes, is there something wrong? Yes, my name is Mrs. Grover. My son touched my butt.
What the hell? Get the phone.
Okay, your mother's a real jokester, isn't she?
Well, I don't blame her. I think having a son like Larry, you've got to keep a sense of humor.
Yeah, see, this is what's unfair about this, Phil. I came on your program to talk about these different issues that are vital to the country. I've had my mother doing her shtick. I have Mrs. Dooley here talking to this guy. I haven't had a chance to say one word in my defense, and I'd like to be heard.
Go ahead. You already told me that PM means postmodern.
Yeah, well, is that it? That's all I get?
Go on.
I want to know if his mother's all right.
Is your mother okay?
Yes, she's okay. She's screwing around. She's right down the... Yeah, ha-ha. She's standing in the corner, lifting her dress up. See, that's what she says. It's elder abuse. She's the one flashing me.
You know something, Phil? I think you should call the police.
Call the police? Why?
Because she said you touched her in an inappropriate way.
She's over there lifting her dress.
Larry, you know what? I think you need to work some issues out here with your mom.
Yeah, you bet I do. What, are you going to hang up?
Yeah.
Oh, great. So now...
Well, then tell her to get out of there, will you?
Mother, Mr. Henry said to get lost.
Well, I don't think so until we know what is it? Is it the end of the hour? Let me speak to your mother.
Mother, here, it's Miss Dooley.
Yes, dear. Did he hurt you at all? She doesn't sound well at all.
No, she's not well. Mentally, she's not well. Physically, she's fine. God.
All right, we'll be back without them. The world famous Phil Henry Show.
He touched me.
Phil Henry.